the bomb bag.
Raised the tongue, did?
They had at least one delivery truck.
Yeah, they used to deliver.
We used to get milk and fries.
Where exactly was this dairy?
Right where the doctor's office is now.
There's a little cement.
It's still there where the, right, they had all of the equipment. I was really impressed how clean it was.
It was a big dairy, wasn't it?
We went there on a ground.
Really big, it was one of the biggest ones.
It's as big as that brick building that's still there. It was a very small thing.
It's a cement block building.
Well, the cows were in another location. They went there.
Because someone was saying they thought that was the largest dairy as far as supply.
Well, I think, but it was a private little dairy. It wasn't, I don't think it supplied anything other than
milk from there to there, because I don't remember any milking. I guess it was a big, it used to be a big house and barn.
Did you go down, did they sell milk there, or they just supply it to different, they delivered milk?
They delivered.
And it had one milk truck, you say?
I don't know if you can go in there and buy milk in there. We used to get our milk from Bay's Dairy.
Yeah, I don't, they delivered cases over to the schools.
Which Bay, you know the name?
Carol.
Carol is one of, in the family, and the one that works at the post office now.
It's Pete.
Pete, it's his father, as far as I know. And there's a couple of daughters.
And there wasn't much else beyond there, is that right?
Well, if you went beyond there, if you went left Lyman Street, if you want to go off.
There was a trolley car.
No, then it would be Brigham's Greenhouse.
That's right. I forgot about that.
That's where the new shopping center is, where Bergevin's
was.
And they were one of the largest producers of carnations in the country.
They did President Kennedy's inaugural.
No, they didn't.
At least they said McGuffick's. Oh, wrong one. All right. McGuffick's were up another one.
Sylvia McGuffick.
They were to the right, down Route 9 where the that new shopping center is. No, down the other way.
Donnie Rogers.
You can go out to out Lyman Street to Route 9 and turn right. Down by what? That barn.
Sylvia McGuffick, and that was just called McGuffick's Greenhouse?
Greenhouse, and they were also very well known. She was one of the first women that headed the National Telegraphers Association or something.
What are National Telegraphers?
I mean, Teleflorists.
But she is the one that then did the Kennedy
Memorial. Yes, and she was the one that really, in my time, knew what was going on there.
Is it Enid Sylvia?
Sylvia McGuffick. Where actually was that greenhouse? What is there now?
Well, I think it's between Wendy's and, as Alan just said, between Wendy's and that new shopping center that's down there. It was there.
Vermont Casting, wood stove.
Yeah, you know that new shopping center down there?
Yankee Plaza.
It was right there.
They grew all kinds of flowers there, where the other one grew strictly carnations and a few calla lilies.
Right behind you.
Not really. It was a building.
I'll tell you a Cox Lodge story.
Wait.
No, you can't tell that one.
I'd like to know about Cox Lodge on
beautiful Lake Chauncey.
It was a beautiful place. I used to work there, as a matter of fact, in the 50s.
And you still married
him. Still doing
it.
He worked at the Green Thumb, too. He didn't mention
I worked at the Green Thumb, too, yeah.
But
I worked at McGuffick's, too.
I worked at Brigham's.
Cunningham's Lodge was really nice. And people from Connecticut. Everybody from Connecticut used to come up and stay there.
But all I hear that it was a really falling apart dive. That's what I've heard of Cunningham's Lodge.
It was
be truthful, Bob.
Yeah, it was. In the kitchen. Because I worked in the kitchen. No, it really wasn't that bad. We kept it really clean, but yeah, you're right. It was run down by today's standards. It wasn't a first-rate resort. But it wasn't bad. The rooms were very clean.
You took people on boat rides and things like that, didn't you?
Yeah, my brother and I used to take, give water skiing lessons on Lake Chauncey?
Yeah, that was in the 60s.
It was there in the 60s?
Like, oh yeah, it was there in
where
the late
the
50s, early 60s.
It was
in
right
Malden
at the
Street.
Corner
where
you go in now to the
well,
beach.
As a matter of fact,
they expanded
right.
that, moved that beach.
There used to be a
road
that
the
ran,
road.
Right,
yeah.
And it's
what
moved.
The
road, right about where that house is. You know where that house is now? That was probably the front steps of the place, and then the house, the big inn was down and behind it.
Was it like an inn, more of an inn?
Yeah, the down, well, the, you went up a flight of stairs to get in the front door, and it was all the dining room. It was right there. And then the rooms were all up above it, and along the whole outside.
I even heard that they advertised in the New York Times and brought somebody out in their honeymoon, and they were let off at the bus station or whatever, and they said, "You bring us to Connaught's Lodge." They want to pretend they were.
Well, we used
you
to
know,
call it Suicide Six.
Yeah.
Bad place. Now, where was the Kiwanis Beach in relation to that?
Right across the street.
All right.
Wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Road,
been, yeah.
New, it was an old road that they changed
yeah.
the road itself,
yeah.
right? They moved the road beyond it. And Connaught's Lodge then left in the 60s, it was gone.
Yeah.
It was there in the 40s, I believe. Maybe
oh,
the 30s,
probably
the 20s,
yeah.
maybe.
Because Lake Chauncey was an in place to
yeah.
go, and you could
yeah.
get there by trolley.
Right, mm-hmm. even the 1900, just about, was 1920.
I've got wooden passes at home for the Lake Chauncey dance. Is that ballroom down there? That
check
was the Connaught's Lodge.
No, the ballroom was where that...
I've got
that
some of those at home.
Eli's. There was a big ballroom dancing down there.
Sure.
Charlie's
by the Sea.
But there was a bowling alley, a theater.
Is that
big,
right?
Yeah. A big dancing area.
Can you ride?
Check dance, and you paid a nickel, whatever, and then they cleared the floor, and you came out on the porch, and then you went in. Paid for each dance.
You know, Connaught's Lodge really wasn't bad though, because they used to take those guests. They used to take them everywhere. I really liked it.
He has stopped.
You know, we used to take the people. We used to take them every night. Day we took them somewhere. We took them to the Westboro Airport.
Yeah.
And got them a ride in a Piper Cub.
Sure.
Really.
Yeah.
Tell me about the airport. When did the airport come in? Remember?
The airport was there as long as I can remember. And that's, I can
a
remember
lion.
From the early 40s.
Wasn't it a lion? Ted Lion?
Ted Lyons.
That ran
a lion. Yeah, Lyons, I think.
And they had little,
he
what kind
it was
of
a flight school.
Yeah.
It was a flight school, and they had Piper Cubs.
Piper
the
Cubs.
Yellow Piper Cubs.
And they had double wingers. They had a couple of double wingers there.
Nothing that needed much of a runway.
No.
Right.
And,
that was right where Astra is. It wasn't
yeah.
across
yeah.
the
it
street.
Was, it was there,
point.
Yeah. And across the street there was a concrete runway. There was
well, that
two.
Was
yeah, but that,
was,
that, that wasn't
years.
Then. That was in probably late 60s that they did that, I would
they
say.
They only used that for about a year.
Yeah, a couple of years.
What happened was they just...
They were hoping to get funded to do a big municipal airport when Astra came in and bought it because it was a big airport study.
Remember
mm-hmm.
they
had
those
free
too.
Rides? They gave them rides? That was...
You know, I've never...
To say that.
I've never been
to
up on a plane, small plane. And I always hope to get on.
Yeah. Well, they used to have air shows there, and you could also pay a couple of bucks and take a ride on
yeah,
the plane.
Yeah, right. 7 minutes, $2.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and it was
really?
Painted right on the side of the building.
All right, where else did you take them, Bob?
We took them to the Purgatory.
All right. That's
over there in Sutton.
Yeah. Anything else in Westboro?
Let's
see. Okay.
No, I think that was a fun.
All right, let's go back to Route 9 now. Barry, what was on Route 9?
Going which way?
Where are we going to start?
We are now, if you remember, Bonfire, because that used to be...
Oh, sure, that's where I proposed to my wife.
Right.
That was something
it
else.
Was a dairy
yeah.
ice cream store once there.
Was it Bonfire Restaurant?
Yeah.
That was Caprillion's.
Caprillion's.
The turkey farm.
Yeah, but the restaurant was here for quite a while.
It was Pine something, but it was a little dairy bar.
It was a little dairy bar, and it was there was the Economo restaurant. It was something that Steve Economo worked there. His father owned it. He was Greek immigrant.
He owned the Angelos.
Did he?
The Capulian started, though, because I was told that today, but it has now gone through almost every nationality Italian cuisine. But it has been, I'm surprised it was a restaurant a long time ago. All right, now.
The checkerboard.
What's the checkerboard?
Oh, right. Right where Duddy's is. Yeah. Right on the corner there. Right on the corner of Portis and Thing.
No, we're
on Duddy's.
Duddy's on the right across the street from the Dagos. Mm-hmm. Right on the corner of Otis Street.
Checkerboard. That was
what's
his name?
That guy from Westboro.
That's
checkerboard,
right up.
Arthur George. Yes. And he had for a while a little miniature steam engine that you could.
Really?
It was about 2.5 feet tall, very detailed, and somebody and a fellow sat on it. I don't remember this, only for 2 or 3 years, wore a railroad engineer's cap, and kids could ride around on it. It was on a track. It was a spectacular little machine, you know, very ordinary ride, but that was there.
That was a family restaurant?
Yeah, it was almost like one of those, you ever see those 50 movies when there are going to be giant ants or something? And somebody stops by the roadside. That's what it was like. It was, you know, the leather.
Now, is that in the
red vinyl,
like in the
stools
corner where he has his cars now? Because it used to be there,
right,
kind
there
of all glass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember the building, but I only remember it as a building.
I think it was
Duddy's
white
parking
and black checks.
Oh, checkerboard.
Was it?
All right.
I
don't
remember.
And then coming down, must have been the Westboro Speedway someplace.
Well, it was.
Before that,
it was Matthew Ford. Now, that was Bob Matthews, which is now Duddy's, and there's been other things in between. Bob Matthew Ford, and then the Speedway, which opened about 47, 48, something like that.
Did people go up the Speedway much from Westboro? Was that
yes.
mostly? Yeah. Yeah?
We did.
Okay. I snuck in once.
Kids used to climb the fence coming in from the back,
yeah,
and
right.
always had people.
Your mother was there the night of the game.
I went there pretty regularly
yeah.
in the early 70s, but that was because I had a friend who had a car. He used to go in through the gate, and then the whole pit crew would sneak in through the fence.
Yeah.
The biggest pit crew going.
But not every kid in Westboro would be the Speedway,
no.
particularly because it drew a lot of people from out of town.
Yeah, but initially it wasn't a bad place to go when it initially opened, because they had midgets. It started with midget auto racing, which was very classy, very well done. They had guys who ended up in Indianapolis racing there, and guys who had raced in Indianapolis. It was Bill Schindler, I think, who had only one leg. And some of the, I can't remember the names, but then it went to stock cars because the midgets required a lot of skill, but they weren't going to smash those up. Then they went to stock cars that they didn't mind smashing up occasionally. And then they had the demolition derbies, and then they had the different classes of stock cars. But initially it was, it wasn't a bad place to go.
It's a very interesting crowd. I've been there last year.
Yeah.
Sure, it's fun.
Yeah.
You get grandmothers, you get
sure.
little kids, balloons. It's fun, but you don't usually see anybody from Westboro. You come from all over.
Yeah.
But it's just a great place to watch people, and all you see is clouds of dust.
Cars,
going in reverse into
each
other.
You watch people choking.
But it's not. It is still not a tough place to go. It's a fun
family.
I mean, family once in their lifetime, perhaps, but
yeah.
you can bring your family there.
Kelly wants to go there as well.
I used to go with my girlfriend whose parents did the concession stand. I used to love to sleep over her house on Friday nights because we could go over to the
restaurant.
Sure.
All right. Then, there was no fountainhead. I don't know when fountainhead came in yet. Anybody know when fountainhead came in?
About 1970.
Yeah, I remember going
looking at the apartment.
Going down
Route
9.
Well, on the left, Indian Meadow Country Club was kind of late. That was in
yeah,
the
that
60s or something. But there was A. Red Smith Diner.
Right.
And it was the only Red Smith Diner, but this one was called A. Red Smith Diner.
Where are we? We're
Red Smith's Diner.
Where is Red Smith's Diner?
It's that empty lot that you see.
I don't know where we are.
So right by the sign is a sign there, right?
It's like almost across from Sears.
From Levitt's.
Levitt's.
Right across the street from Levitt's.
Yeah, you can see the still sort of sandy parking lot.
Big sign stop. All the trucks used to stop there. Yeah. Up, whatever they call it.
Green Thumb was probably the next one.
Yes.
It is, because he bought some of that land from the state hospital, but maybe...
For his house, maybe. You mean on the other side of the street behind
must
him,
be.
Though? But
must
he
be.
Always started up on
He's
top.
There.
Bowman's used to own, I think, almost all that land. Yeah.
It was open, was it, mostly?
I don't know, but I know that the Bowmans who live now, is that short street.
Open.
The little street goes off of Route 9.
Yeah, Bob's house is.
Bowman's house is.
Bowman's house is.
Grace
Bowman. Okay. Alice Bowman's one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And Norman. His parents, Wood Street maybe, I don't know. But his parents, he grew up across the street in the big white house, which I think is part of the greenhouse now. I'm not sure if that goes with the greenhouse or not. But I think that's the old Bowman farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so they had.
Which owned the land over where Chase Paper is, the tennis courts and all that. That's all. So
that's right. The roller skating rink came in 70 something, didn't it?
Early 70s, I think.
Yeah,
I think it was Chase Paper and then the skating rink and then the tennis courts.
Not roller skating, ice skating.
Yeah, I think it was Chase Paper was there first, I think, and then the skating rink. And then the tennis courts.
Harry's.
No, Harry's.
I can remember when Harry's.
It used to be a gas station.
Yeah, Harry's was up
in
White City.
Right at White City.
Looks like it used to be a gas station.
It was a gas station at one time, yeah.
Okay. You could still get gas there.
So if we come down, now we're back down on Lyman.
Lyman Street, if you kept going, on the corner of Lyman's Langone's.
That's where he was.
That's the little one
we were talking about, yeah.
Where Burger King is now.
That was definitely an old dive, because that's where the buses stopped, though. I think people used to go in and get a sandwich and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, there used to be lots and lots of little motels.
It was one,
cabins.
Farrah's.
Oh, that's right.
Brady's grandmother owned.
Yeah, Farrah's, I think.
Yeah,
it was Brady.
Because, in the 30s, there were...
Hooper's, was it? Yes.
People used to travel Route 9 and stop in Westboro.
Isn't that correct?
Cabins.
The Gun Home Motel, that was actually over the line into Northboro.
Was it Northboro?
Yeah.
And then we're still coming out.
It was just right there at the line.
Coming out toward Framingham, going east on Route 9, you know, these cabins. Then there was the Eli Whitney house that was on.
Yeah, that's right, too.
There's also Miss Montrose Dairy.
Where was Eli Whitney
and before that in the late 40s, early 50s?
Eli Whitney became Honolulu.
It used to be a nice looking colonial, kind of sad, isn't it?
That was Montrose Dairy before it was Eli Whitney.
Now, when did it change to
Honolulu? Montrose Dairy.
I went up there, my brother graduated in 65, and we went up there for supper on his graduation night.
And which was it?